The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Prisma Health announced that they're offering limited drive-through COVID-19 testing, which started yesterday in Greenville and Columbia. Tackard Houck with WYFF News 4 spoke with officials at Prisma Health yesterday, and he's joining us for a few minutes this morning on the 94.5 The Answer guest line. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Joey. I'm well. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you for spending a few minutes with us this morning. So let's just jump right in. First off, tell us about Prisma Health's drive-through testing and who's eligible.
Yeah, so first of all, as far as the details go with this, they launched it yesterday, as you just mentioned. It starts every day from Monday through Friday. It'll be from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. It's going to be at the lower level of the south parking deck over at Greenville Memorial, the medical campus there. But as far as eligibility, it's something we were talking about in our story yesterday, too. The officials there at Prisma right now, they want to make sure it's folks who are recommended by a physician, and they're looking for online orders. So there had been some folks who walked in there with paper orders. The challenge with that for a lot of the folks over at Prisma is that they want to limit the exposure to germs as much as possible and any sort of exposure with physical materials. So they're really looking for the electronic orders, and it also helps them kind of minimize any sort of communication potential issues in their system. So right now, the big takeaways from that is you want to make sure it's an online order that you have through the drive-through system. You want to make sure you're recommended by a physician. Now, they talked about if you don't have a physician or family care, healthcare professional, there's actually a system you can go to. It is called the Prisma Health Virtual Visit Platform. You can use a code COVID-19, and you can register on that. They say it won't take more than about 10 minutes or so to register for that. That way that you'll be in the system, and they'll monitor whether or not you'd be eligible to be tested.
Yes, and this is both their Greenville and Columbia campuses, right?
That is correct, yes. Yes, they're at both the campuses. The other thing, too, that we talked about, and it came up yesterday, there was a lot of talk about the eligibility surrounding this, right? You know, when should you know if you should be tested? And at this point, the doctors and officials over at Prisma Health, are saying that they want to make sure that you are recommended by a doctor. I mean, they did talk about some symptoms you could be feeling, but you want to make sure that you have that recommendation because they are anticipating that as we go through the week, things will start to pick up. And they want to make sure that they have enough space for the folks who have been recommended. So that was a very important recommendation there from the folks over at Prisma Health.
Yeah. And I think the fear is that people will start having some symptoms and then want to rush over and have the test to, and a lot of people who probably should not be tested may end up getting the test. And it's my understanding that they're still kind of guarding those resources because there's just not an unlimited amount of testing available right now, right?
Yeah, exactly. And that kind of goes back to the point there where you want to make sure that you are being recommended by a medical professional. And so if you don't have a medical professional, you can take that virtual platform. They call it a virtual visit. And from there, they say that, you know, if you don't have a healthcare professional, folks over at Prisma Health can monitor whether or not you would qualify for a test. There's a series of different curriculum they would take for that. One of the things, though, they talked about some of the, you know, some of the symptoms and whether you may be having a flu or maybe it would be symptoms for coronavirus. And they say that, you know, even if you are tested over at Prisma Health, you want to make sure that that you are in self-quarantining until you get those results. Because we talked about the results, too. Really, they can know the results within 48 hours. That's according to the doctor we spoke with yesterday, Wendell James. The what might happen, though, is what the folks at Prisma Health are saying is that if there is a bit of a backlog as we go throughout the week, those results could take some more time. They talked about a backlog potentially of 4 to 7 days for that testing. So you want to make sure if you feel like you might be at risk here and you do get tested, you want to make sure that you're definitely keeping your distance from any sort of other folks, whether it's your household, your community, just making sure you are in self-quarantine.
Sure. With me on the 94.5 The Answer guest line this morning, Taggart Houck with YFF News 4. So is this truly a drive-through? I mean, you really drive up and you never leave your car?
Yeah. So we saw some pictures. We were not able to access, media was not able to access the actual area yesterday. Just a lot of things with HIPAA and technicalities on that nature, but we did get some photos from Prisma Health showing what this looks like. Essentially, they've got a series of tents set up. You've got vehicles driving through that south parking deck, and then from there you have folks over at Prisma Health who are kind of suited up, making sure that they're protected too. They'll have masks as well, and from what those pictures show, the patients there sit in their cars and they do those testing. As far as time is concerned, I think it varies from person to person just how long this process would take. But it really is just a system where you go right through that parking garage there. There's a series of tents, and the folks over at Prisma Health take those tests. Well, really, you know, give those tests to you to take, sure. and they examine the results there.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Taggart, any indication of what happens if someone does test positive? I mean, what's the next step then?
Yeah, well, the next step then would be, and actually this goes back to why it is important to make sure you are registered electronically, according to the officials at Prisma Health, because they want to make sure that they can let you know as soon as possible if your test does go positive. We asked the question yesterday. Essentially, right now, the guidance is that you want to make sure that if you are tested positive, you want to make sure that you're staying away from people. And I think, you know, it's one of those situations where it does vary based on the individual and the case. And I know you'd get more instruction from the officials over Prisma Health after you would test positive. But the advice right now from them and from what we learned yesterday is making sure that if you do test positive, staying away from people, whether it's self-quarantining yourself in your house, just making sure that you reduce. And I know that at this point, you know, a lot of folks might be looking for a more specific answer, but from what we had learned yesterday, it does kind of seem to be on a situational basis, and it's something that they would stay in touch with you on as you learn more about the results of what that test would be.
Sure. Yeah. Taggart Houck with WYFF News 4. Again, thank you for a few minutes of your time this morning and sharing with us your report from yesterday. I saw you as you were reporting this yesterday from Prisma Health, and you know, I had heard that we were going to see drive-through testing. Of course, the president had talked about it over the weekend, but it's just interesting to know that we have it available right here in the upstate community now, and this is good information. So thank you for sharing that with us.
Yeah, Joey, thanks for your time. I appreciate it, and I wish you all the best out there.
All right, thank you, and I appreciate what you do in the community.